And so the men stayed there, you know, this fellow Hazler stayed there at this hotel, and there was a good many, there were several stores here already before, and it was, I believe they called it 8 1/2 before. I don't know why they called it that, but it was something about from Lumber City to Hazelhurst, from the river to Hazelhurst, but anyway, they called it 8 1/2, I believe.
It was just a town or community?
Yeah, it was, of course, there was farming, you know, where the cemetery is there now. That was a field, and there was fields all where people farmed right up around, and hogs and cows would come uptown. It was just wood stores, you see. There was no brick buildings or anything at that time, but after they got the railroad through, people began to come in and have stores, and they built then some brick stores. But before that, we had no, we didn't have a courthouse or nothing like that, you know.
When was the courthouse built?
That I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been about 1908 or 1909, somewhere along there. Is when the courthouse was built.
And this is the original courthouse?
That's the court, yeah, that's the one that was built.
And they built some brick stores, and until then you had to go to other cities like the Savannah to get supplies, or were there some other
small stores? Well, some folks moved here and built up, you know, it was just a little community, you might say, but then different ones then went in and put up a store. Now when Mr. Top Weatherly, he built him a store and mailed it out of brick. And Mr. Henson, right where the ice house is down there, well, he had a store there. He sold it just. And also Mr. Weatherly did too. They sold stuff by the barrel, you know. They'd dish it out, but if you wanted to buy a barrel of flour or so-and-so, you know, why, you bought it with the barrel. Now, they had all the flour you got then, and sugar was in barrels. And, but after it began to get more people come in here, you know, and of course, after they built the railroad and through, they did come more people to live in here, and so they got to handling more stuff, you see, more food, different kinds of stuff. And, you see, you could go to this place, Mr. Henson's over there, and you could buy ready-to-wear men's clothes, you know, overalls, and brogan shoes is what they call them then, work clothes, you know, he handled that in there with his groceries, and he handled all kinds of gear for mules, you know, that they had to plow with.
What did he call his store?
General merchandise. So you could get most anything at his store that you had to buy.
Let's see,